Gaudete semper, rejoice always. These are the first words in the reading before us from Thessalonians. In the beautiful song of Mary, the Magnificat, Mary says, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The third Sunday of Advent is called Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, when we're called to rejoice and give thanks for the coming of our Lord into our lives. It is also a Sunday when we are invited to reflect on the call of Mary to become the mother of our Lord and her joyous response when she says yes to God's call. It is also a time to reflect on God's calling for each of us. My thoughts this Sunday go to this idea of call in part because today marks the 10th anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood. So if you will indulge me, I want to talk a bit about my own calling that has led me here to this very day with you at St. Peter's. From the time I was a small child, age 4 or 5, I can remember having a deep love of church. We lived down the hill from this enormous Polish Roman Catholic church called St. Joseph's. It was a church that defined my small hometown community in Michigan. It was a large complex with a gigantic church building, a large rectory and convent for 20 nuns, and a school that was 4 stories high, built in the 1880s, and the basketball court was on the top. Some of you might remember those big old-time schools. This church was where every person in my family was baptized, married, had first communions and confirmations, and were buried back to the time of my great-grandparents on my father's side to this very day. The priests, and I mean plural because there were at least 5 or 6 of them, were all bigger than life. In grade school, we attended Mass every single morning. I'd even walk up the hill by myself to pray the rosary in October and May. My mom went to church, but my family was not churchy. I was the churchy one. In high school, I formed a folk group and we led music at Mass every Sunday at 11 a.m. So it seemed only natural that priesthood was my next step. So when I graduated high school, I applied to college seminary. At the time, I also did not feel this strong pull to be married. So in those days, that was a definite sign, if you were Roman Catholic, that you were called to be a priest. My grandmother's response when I told her I was going to be a priest was, "What the H-E-double toothpick do you want to do that for?" She had a doctor in mind. I attended 4 years of seminary, which brought me to Washington, D.C. I continued in D.C. to lead a folk group at a large Catholic church while in seminary. However, into my 4th year of seminary, I realized I was having some serious personal questions about sexual identity. I felt that after all these years of following God's call to priesthood, the Spirit was taking me in a new direction. I realized that as I was questioning my identity, the last place I should be is in an all-male environment with people trying to live a celibate life. I felt God gave me this gift and called me out of seminary. And I was done with this priestly call. So I left, but I stayed in Washington, D.C., which I loved, and lived on Capitol Hill another 23 years more. I met my life partner now some 37 years ago, and we felt the Spirit calling us to the Episcopal Church. When I was growing up during the heady and creative times of Vatican II, the church of my birth taught me that I was loved and blessed into being by a God who loved me just as I was. However, when I sought to also love myself as I was, the message of my church changed from one of God's love to one of God's judgment. I could no longer remain in a church where the message was one of sinfulness and judgment, especially after that same church in Michigan only spoke of self-love and God's unconditional love when I was growing up. We found a home in the Episcopal Church and have never looked back. After 20 years working in a professional organization in D.C., I felt God calling me again to something new, but I did have no idea what it was. So I simply left my job without a plan and ended up becoming a lay chaplain at a retirement community in the Maryland suburbs. It was there among those people who kept calling me to stand as pastor and priest, regardless if they were Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, or of another faith, that reawakened this call that I thought was long dead years and years ago. And I was called to my original calling of priesthood that I knew from childhood. The message was clear. I thought I was done with this priest stuff, but God's Holy Spirit had another idea. At a conference I attended several years ago, a Presbyterian minister said in the speech, "God's genuine call of what he intends for us is like having to throw up." If God's call is real and persistent, the Spirit will not rest until our response is yes. He said it's like throwing up because if you really, really have to, you can only hold back so long and then it comes. It's a little crude, but it does make a point. For some 20 plus years, this call that I felt in my bones as a child lay dormant. What I thought long gone and dead was not. It was just waiting for the right time for me to hear it and hear it more clearly. Unlike Mary, whose response to call was immediate, I said no for nearly a quarter of a century. In the end, discernment of call can happen quickly, or it can lie in wait for the right time when our ears of the heart are more fully tuned to the message that is coming to each of us. Just this week, I met with a woman from the parish who I had met before, who has faithfully answered God's call to raise her family, to become fully engaged in the life of her children, to support them in their endeavors, and be super involved in their schools. Now she is on the verge of a new life calling for her, a time in which she is discerning God's call for the next phase of her life. Ironically, the pattern of her call is similar to mine, in that God's present call to her has its origins many, many years back through formal training as a teacher. And now God's timing and God speaking to her heart to be a teacher are in the same place and at the same time. My friends, Gaudete Semper, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Advent is a time of reflection, a time to discern our call. The urgent question before us is, what is God calling us to do? And who is God calling us to be right here and right now, both as individuals and as the community of God known as St. Peter's in Hebron? Is there a call deep within you you've been too afraid to acknowledge or embrace? Is there some ancient call where you've said no for too long that simply has to be answered yes in this time of your life? And if so, like Mary, may you have the courage to shout out, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lonely servant."